Mic check. 1 2 1 2. Happy Monday. We are back with another episode. I just want to thank you guys for giving me your time and your energy, for inviting me into your schedules and into your routines. I am grateful. I don't take it lightly. I say it often because I mean it every time. Last week, we actually had Houston take the number one spot for listeners over at Atlanta for my podcast, Everything Serves a Purpose. So I am very grateful. I am elated. I feel humbled because I'm like, wow, people really be supporting me. So I'm appreciative. Thank you to my listeners in Houston. Thank you to my listeners in Atlanta, and thank you to my listeners in Los Angeles. Y'all were the top three for last week, and yes, I love that for me because I always say that if I would live anywhere, as far as like my next cities, it would be Atlanta, LA, or Dallas, actually. But Dallas ain't make it to the top three. Houston did. So maybe that's something I need to reconsider. But this week, I wanted to talk about the beauty and the importance of feeling at home with yourself, or being at home with yourself. I'm going to start with a poem. It's a short poem that I read that resonated with this week's discussion. It was when I stopped searching for home within others and I lifted the foundations of home within myself. I found there were no roots more intimate than those between a mind and body that have decided to be whole. It's literally that simple, that short, that straight to the point. But I wanted to speak on it because in conversations that I've had this week, I've talked to I would say a lot actually about where I want to be next, because I'm in Florida, but I've lived all over. I've lived out of the country. I've lived in about, I think, 7 states in the US. And one thing that I have constantly been trying to figure out and find is where I want home to be for me. And I noticed that in my journey of living in different places and different cities, I was typically in a relationship. And one of the things that was a pattern was that I was in a relationship and I was trying to make sure that I maintained closeness to my partner. So I would either uproot myself or try to find somewhere that was in the happy medium of being able to be around the person consistently. So I was correlating my feeling of being at home with myself as being at home with the person that I was in a relationship with. I didn't realize how necessary it was for me to pause and take a moment to be at peace and at home with myself as an individual. Because in so many ways, I spent my journey outside of myself, and I built so many things outside of myself, acquired so many things outside of myself, and I didn't realize that internally I was suffering. And internally, I was not doing the work that would sustain contentment and feeling at home with myself. Now, mind you, I'm not the type of person that jumps into relationship after relationship after relationship. I've been in 3 relationships in my over 30 years of living. And I don't even date a lot of people. I would say the most dating that I've done was probably in my late 20s, and into 30. But before then, I wasn't even much of a dater. Like, I wasn't doing a lot of, oh, if I break up with this person, I need to be with the next person. My preference was actually being single. And in a way, I think my preference was being single because I am the type of person, the type of individual that will literally just engulf myself in who I'm with. If I'm in a relationship, typically I'm like, I want to adopt your dreams and we could co-parent the dreams that you have. And I want to create an environment where we get to come home to each other and we get to be with each other, da 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 da. And so, yeah, that became a major way of how I ended up in different states. But in my singleness, I've realized how much, like, I've had to come back to myself and sit with, what do you want for yourself? What do you desire for yourself? What would an ideal life look like for you, separate and apart from attachment to someone else? Where do you want to be? And that's how I landed at the top three cities that I stated at the beginning of this episode. Was I was like, I would like those places for myself. And at this point in my journey, I've accepted the fact that I can't be in partnership with someone who wouldn't be open to me being in any of those spaces. Like, if those places are spaces, cities, whatever, that someone isn't interested in or wouldn't go, then they're not a person for me because I'm not willing to compromise my dreams or my desires or where I want to be, literally on a map, or even in my journal as far as goals and dreams and aspirations. I'm not willing to compromise those things for someone else anymore. My priority is myself. And if someone comes in addition to that, that's cool. If not, that's cool too. But in my coming home and arriving at being at home with myself, it has come with a lot of difficulty. I look at my home as being a 31-year-old house that is going on 32 years. I've been living in this home for 31 years. At one point, it was the same flooring, it was the same roofing, it was the same colors on the walls, it was the same tiles, it was the same furniture. And eventually, I started looking around at the home that is within me, and I started to realize it's time for renovations. It's time to knock down some of these walls. It's time to reframe and rethink the structure of this home. Maybe my windows were traditional windows and now I need stormproof windows. Maybe I've had regular lights and power and now I need to transition to solar. But I started noticing that when it came to the trauma in my life and in my experiences, I kept the walls and the floors and the furniture the same in my home for a long time. And when I started going to therapy and I had to talk through a lot of the things that I ex had experienced in the situations that I found myself in, it was starting to break down the flooring of my home. So now when I walked into a room, now the tiles are cracking. Now things are not upholding like they used to because everything has shifted and changed. Sometimes there are storms that come that will knock in the windows, that'll blow trees on your home. Sometimes there are situations that will cause an earthquake and shake the literal foundation of your home. And it's on you to either live with those damages or to repair them. And because of my awareness, I've been choosing to actively do the work to repair my home. To look at the foundation and the structures that I built my entire 31-year-old home with and say, we're uprooting this and we're laying down a new foundation for the sake of the next 31 years to come. I'm grateful that I've been gifted the opportunity with myself, that I've been willing to extend the kindness and the grace that's been necessary for me in this renovation process, because at one point I ignored the problems and the issues of my home for so long that I didn't want to be at home with myself. I wanted to be in someone else's home. But in reality, everything starts with self. If my home is breaking down, there's no way that I can invite someone in, because they're now in danger because they're walking on a foundation that isn't stable, and vice versa. When you actually take the time to do the work with yourself, and when you take time to invest your time and your energy, your resources into renovating your own space, whether it be your spirit, your soul, or your body, then you are able to invite someone into your temple. And I don't just mean like on a physical level, I also mean like from a spiritual and emotional and mental place, because we view the world through our traumas, through our experiences. Our perspectives are pretty jaded because, the way that we experience life and we receive from different things is the way that we perceive all things to be. And although it may not be the totality of what reality is, it's our reality. Someone else may see the same exact thing and not have the same exact experience, but it doesn't negate from the fact that that's your experience. So, although you go through your experiences and although you go through your situations and your hurt or your traumas, sometimes talking things through and doing the work will help you to realize that my perception is not all that there is to life. My pain, my experiences are not the end all be all of my story. Sometimes we go through things and we're not really ready to heal, and we go through things and we're not ready to progress. But at some point, every single trauma that we've experienced, we have to face and release. For the sake of being at home with ourselves, you don't want to have something in your foundation that will cause your entire home to rot and decay because you never took the time to sit with it, talk about it, acknowledge it, and uproot it. We all have an opportunity to do the work, to gain perspective, to talk about the hard things, to sit with the hard things, to not be an escapist, to not be afraid to face ourselves. But you owe it to yourself to be at home with yourself first and foremost. So I wanted to remind you in your journey and in your self-evaluation, if you're anybody who cares about introspection and cares about, just growing and evolving with the times and riding the wave that is life in time, I hope that you will have the courage to be at home with yourself and to remodel, reconstruct, reevaluate, and do the work with yourself so that you benefit, so that you're able to invite people into your home, into your world, into your space. I hope that you will gain clarity of creating a home within yourself so that you don't feel that you have to search for a home outside of yourself. There's so much power in being at home with yourself because once you're at home with yourself, you know that no matter where you go, at least you have yourself. At least you have the foundation of no matter what goes on outside of me, inside of me, my peace, my joy, my sanity, my love is unshakable. You cannot penetrate the peace that I have within myself. And also understanding that no one gets access to your home unless you extend the invitation or open the door. But that starts with understanding the power of who you are, the power of being a temple, a home, a place of refuge for yourself. If you're single, I hope that you steward a safe, beautiful, pure energy inside of yourself. So much so that the only thing that you attract are other individuals that are doing the work to also cultivate that same type of environment for themselves and that same type of environment that they would be willing to invite you into. So that you can have a shared experience of home with self. Every episode, you know that I end with some type of challenge or what have you. So this week, I want to encourage you and I want to challenge you to take a moment out of the day. Whether it's the day or at night when you end the night, and do something for the home that is within yourself. Check the doors, check the floors, check the roofing. If you know that there are areas in your life and in your mental and emotional space that you have not been addressing, take a moment. Even if you're not ready to dive into what that thing is, take time to identify what the thing is. Take a moment to sit with, I need to do these renovations. List them out. I need to identify why I have not been completing the tasks that I've started. Maybe that's one. I need to have a conversation with my loved one about how they hurt me or offended me and how it still impacts me to this day. Maybe that's one. I need to take more time to speak life into my body, look at myself more, affirm myself more, champion myself more, because I have not been affirming myself like I should. Maybe that's one. But I challenge you, and I hope that you will take the time to look after your house. And I hope that even if you're in a relationship with someone, I have a challenge for you as well. Ask your partner how you could be a partner that helps to extend the same energy that they extend to themselves and to be a good addition to their home. Whether it be by extending more time, more intentionality, being a better communicator, but ask your partner what it is that they need from you to help have the culture of the house that they have within themselves, the house that you have within yourself, and the merging of the home that you have together What can you do to help create a more beautiful and safer environment for your homes? Remember that everything serves a purpose, and I hope that this episode resonates with someone.